So this exercise involves squatting. What we're going to do is start off just body weight on this one. So all you need to do is to find yourself a chair and have a little sit down just for now, just while you take in a little bit of information about the squats. Now, in terms of the chair height, something around your normal kind of sofa height will do. If anything, something a little bit higher. So if you imagine your bum's not going to go any lower in this exercise when you're sitting down, it's not going to go any lower than the crease in your knee. Okay, so just give you a minute just to find somewhere. Have a little sit down. So with the squat, one of the common sort of mistakes that people have somehow sort of got into the mode of thinking about is this idea that the knees, when coming out or going down into a squat, the knees can't travel over the toes. And this is absolute nonsense because it totally depends on your sort of length of limbs, mobility, flexibility, other things. It's very much an individual thing. Now, obviously, this is all going to be descriptive, so you'll find your groove yourself. But there's certain things that are going to apply to everyone, and we're going to go through those now. So hopefully, you are sitting in a chair. Now, what I want you to do is bring yourself to the edge of the seat. So your bum is just on the edge. Just imagine you're super excited about something or you're about to rush off somewhere. Okay. Now, during this time, your feet should be firmly on the ground in front of the chair. So you should feel your heels, the ball of the foot, the center of the foot in contact with the floor. Now, usually, your feet will be out at a bit of an angle. So if you imagine that your toes are pointing straight forwards, bear in mind, we're still sitting on the chair. Toes are pointing straight forwards. Now, just turn them out about sort of 20, 30 degrees, or what sort of feels like 20 to 30 degrees, whilst those feet are firmly down on the ground. As those feet turn out, you should feel a little bit of external rotational torque around the knee area. So that is the effect of the knee pushing out over the toes. So when we go from this seated position into a stand, those knees should keep pushing outwards and not dropping inwards. So they should be pushing outwards over the toes. So you want your knees to track in the same angle as the toe when we come up off the couch or the seat. So you should be finding yourself in this position on the chair. Your torso should be leaning slightly forwards and your knees apart. This is going to help us to have that ideal position when we come up out of the squat. What I want you to do now is to bring your hands together as if you're praying. So nice straight back, we're leaning forwards, hands together as if you were going to say a prayer. Don't worry, I'm pretty sure you won't need divine intervention to get through this. We've got hands together. With your hands in this position, your elbows should be naturally sort of pushing out to the side, probably around your torso width apart. I want you now to bring those elbows between your knees. This just, you know, ensures that those knees are going to be pushing out, but I want your feet firmly down on the ground. So, elbows are in full contact with the knees. Your back is nice and straight. You're leaning forwards. You're right on the edge of the seat as if you're really excited about doing this squat. You'll likely feel your outer hip working to maintain this position because your knees are pushing out. And you'll feel that external sort of rotation around the knees. You might also feel your back muscles engaging at this point just to hold that position. And this is all good stuff, right? So we've taken a sitting down position and made it sort of very uncomfortable, very tense. But this is what we want. We want this level of tension throughout. as when you start to introduce resistance or weights, the body needs all that stability around the back, around the core, and in the legs, and even in the upper body, arms as well. Now, you haven't even left the sofa yet, but if this position is really uncomfortable for you, i.e. you're having trouble getting those elbows in between your knees, we need to do a bit of work on your hip external rotation. And so what you want to do is just try and hold this stretch for 30 seconds at a time whilst you keep your feet firmly on the floor and keep performing this stretch until you feel comfortable. But if you're okay there, you've got your elbows in between your knees and you feel relatively comfortable with it, even though it's quite a tense position to be in, we can go forwards. What I want you to do now is to squeeze your glutes. So not with your own hands, but I want you to squeeze them together. Imagine you're holding in a spicy curry from the night before. So we haven't left the chair still, but you're just squeezing your butt cheeks together. Now suck your belly button in and grip the floor with your feet. So deep breath, belly button in as if you're trying to bring it towards the back of the chair, and grip the floor with your feet. So imagine you're trying to hold onto the floor with your feet for dear life. So I want you to feel those toes gripping hard. All right, so at full tension now, it's time for our stand up. Keeping all this tension in your body, push the floor away. Focus on getting to a stand by squeezing your glutes forward. So it's your glutes going forwards and coming into a straight stand position that we're focusing on. So let's give it a go. Pushing the floor away with your feet, glutes squeezing forwards until you come to a fully upright position. So now, don't move your feet. Now we're at the stand. And don't relax your glutes or belly. So keep squeezing your glutes, keep squeezing your belly in. And keep your hands in that prayer pose. Feel your shoulders blades touching to keep your back in perfect alignment. And now begin slowly pushing your hips back. We're coming down now and slowly bending your knees. Keep your back in the same position. So feeling that squeeze between the shoulder blades. Your elbows are aiming to slot back in between your knees. Let's come down really nice and slow. Actively as we're coming down, push your knees apart slowly, slowly. Feel all the muscles in the body working. Keep gripping the floor with your feet. As you touch down on the chair, don't get comfy. Hold all the tension. We're back in the position where we started, on the edge of your seat, so to speak. Let's go again, but super slow this time. So what I want you to do is grip the floor with your feet. We've got hands in prayer position. Squeezing the glutes really hard. And I want you to lift your glutes towards the ceiling really slow. Let's do a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, holding that tension, holding the bracing the abs. Coming back down, push your hips back. We're bringing the elbows in between the knees and we're going down slow at a count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe. Now, I'd say repeat the whole thing again until you feel like you've really got it.